My mommy doesn't love me anymore,
little Alfred told me as we sat on the creek bank.
She brought home a new baby and she doesn't care about me. I don't like her dumb old baby. And I don't like her anymore either, because she was mean and spanked me.
I listened and wagged my tail. He went on.
I'm gonna run away from home, Hanky, far, far away. I'm never coming back, and they'll never see me again. Then they'll wish they had Widow Alfred back, but Widow Alfred will be gone, gone, gone.
I stood up and cleared my throat and began pacing. Well, I have several points to make, partner. And since you wanted to know what I thought about all this, here goes. In the first place, your ma did in fact bring home a new baby, but that doesn't mean she stopped caring about you. In the second place, I can testify that you've been something less than a perfect child today, and some of us might even say that you deserved a spanking. Don't get me wrong, son. I've had my tail pulled before and it ain't killed me yet. But you've got to understand that those of us with tails don't enjoy tail twisting as much as other forms of entertainment. And as for that business with the cat, I kind of agree with you that your ma went overboard. You and I know that Pete needed a bath anyway, but your ma has strange ideas about cats. She's just built that way and she can't help it. In the third place, I turned and was about to sum up my case when... Huh? He was gone. Little Alfred had vanished. Drover was still sitting in the brush a few feet away. Where did he go?
Who?
Little Alfred, you dunce. Who else was sitting here just a minute ago?
I don't know. All I saw was you and little Alfred, and he left.
I realized that, Drover, which is why I asked you where he went.
Oh, well, he just got up and walked away in the middle of your speech. I guess he got bored.
I doubt that. I was giving him good, sound, fatherly advice, and which way did he go?
Well, let's see here.
He rolled his eyes.
Did he go across the creek, or did he go back towards the house? Did he go up the creek or down the creek? I'll be darned, I can't remember.
I lumbered over to where he was sitting and gave him a growl. You'd better start remembering, son, because taking care of that boy is our primary mission of the day.
Oh, gosh. Well, he went somewhere. I'm almost sure of that, because if he'd stayed where he was, he'd still be there.
I increased the volume of my growl. Reach into the huge vacuum of your mind, Drover, and pull out the answer. And be quick about it, because if anything happens to that kid...
Well, let me think here. He went... Yes, he did. He went across the creek, Hank. I'm pretty sure he did.
What? And you just sat there and watched him go?
Well, sort of. I thought about barking, but I've had this sore throat all day and...
Sore throat? Is that all you can say for yourself?
My allergies have been... acting up on me. Achoo! Kinda hurts my throat to bark.
I shook my head in disbelief. Drover, do you realize what lies on the other side of this creek?
Sand?
Yes, sand. But do you realize what lies beyond the sand on the south bank? The dark, enchanted forest on the Parnell Ranch. And if little Alfred gets lost in there, we might never find him again.
Gosh.
Huge trees, Drover, draped with hanging vines. It's dark in there and scary. On every side, thorny plants and stinging nettles. And no one knows what kind of creatures you might find in there. Coyotes, coons, snakes, monsters, bobcats.
Bobcats! You know, Hank, this old leg of mine...
That's where little Alfred has gone, Drover, into the dark, enchanted forest. And I guess you know what that means.
Yeah, he was a nice kid in many ways.
It means that we must prepare ourselves for a very dangerous journey.
Back to the house, I'll bet.
I stared at the runt. No, not back to the house. Into the woods. For you see, Drover, what we have here is the case of the lost child in the dark, enchanted forest.
I was afraid of that.
And the task of finding little Alfred has fallen upon our shoulders. Grover pushed himself up and began limping around.
Boy, speaking of shoulders, this old leg of mine is sure giving me fits.
Never mind your leg. We've got a mission to make. A very dangerous and important...
Oh, my leg! Hank, I just don't think I can make it. Maybe you better go on without me. I'll try to crawl back to the house and sound the alarm.
You'd actually do such a thing? You'd let me go into the dark, enchanted forest all alone?
Oh, heck yes. I wouldn't worry about you, because you're big and strong.
That's true.
And you're head of ranch security.
Yes, I am.
And you're not afraid of anything.
Yes, well, that might be a slight overstatement. Actually, I wouldn't mind having you. He started backing away.
And I'll just slip on back to the ranch and sound the alarm, and you can find little Alfred, and that'll be the end of it.
Now hold on, Drover. Let's talk this...
Bye, Hank, and good luck with the snakes and the monsters.
Wait, Drover, come back here. Too late. The little mutt disappeared into the brush, and I didn't notice that his so-called bad leg slowed him down very much. So, there I was, all alone. All at once, I noticed a restless wind moaning in the tops of the trees. It was a damp wind, out of the southeast, and overhead, dark clouds were beginning to gather. You ever hear a storm building up? Well, here's what it sounds like. This was a stormy season, and unless I missed my guess, we were in for some bad weather. A shiver ran down my backbone. I wasn't looking forward to this job, and come to think of it, my leg was beginning to act up on me. I walked around on it and tested it out, and by George, it was pretty sore. Didn't know what I'd done to make it hurt so bad, but all at once it started shooting terrible hot pains all through my... And suddenly it occurred to me that it would be foolish of me to go off on a dangerous... No question about it, fellers. I was pretty badly crippled up, and the worst thing a guy can do is go off on an important mission with a bum leg. I mean, you run the risk of messing up the whole deal. And although I hated the idea of... Holy smokes, that limp was getting worse by the second. I mean, you talk about pain. And I knew, in my deepest heart... Little Alfred had been there, he would have advised me to go on back to the ranch and take it easy and give that old leg a chance to heal up, because I started back to the house. I was sure the boy would find his way home. Somebody would find him. Kids don't just disappear. Surely, I heard Sally Mae's voice in the distance.
Alfred! Alfred! Where are you? Come home!
I stopped in my tracks. I looked up at the dark sky. I looked back at the dark forest. I listened to the moan of the wind. I sure wanted to go home, but darn it, I just couldn't do it. No, sir, my little pal was lost out there and he needed me. And even though I didn't want the job of finding him, there was nobody else to do it. I turned around, made a run for the creek, dived into the water, swam across, and came out on the other side. My old heart was banging around like a bass drum, and I could feel little needles of fear pricking the back of my neck, but I tried to put it all out of my mind. I trotted up and down the creek bank, sniffing in the sand and looking for Alfred's tracks. Even though Pete had done some damage to the leathery exterior portion of my nose, the interior mechanisms were still functioning at full capacity. And it shouldn't surprise anybody that I picked up the scent right away. I mean, my nose is a pretty impressive piece of equipment. Not only is it the most striking feature of my face, but it's also... That was odd. Two sets of tracks? I bent down and gave the ground a thorough sniffing. One set of tracks had been made by little Alfred, and it went off in the direction of the dark, enchanted forest. The other set of tracks led off in the same direction, almost as though... Huh? Those were bobcat tracks! Sinister, the bobcat was on the prowl. Holy smokes, that pain in my leg! I lifted my head and tried to swallow. My mouth was dry all of a sudden. I didn't know whether bobcats ate little boys or not, but the tracks in the sand suggested that one of them had just followed little Alfred into the woods. And unless I did something pretty fast, I didn't stop to think it through. I headed south in a dead run and went plunging into the great unknown, barking at the top of my lungs and trying to warn my little pal. Alfred, watch out, son! There's a bobcat on your trail.